have lots of extra flowers too, so ladies, afterwards, or if you want to take one to someone at home or a neighbor, please just come up and take the rest of these flowers home. You're welcome to have them, all right? Okay. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. Yes, sir. Go ahead. And they'll be here after the service. You can come and get them when we're finished. All right. I've asked some of our ladies to come and share a testimony this morning. And I'm not sure if we should dismiss Sunday school or... I have, I think, six or seven of our ladies that are going to share a testimony. I think several of them are Sunday school teachers. So I'm not sure what we should, Denise. Okay. Have any of the ladies that I asked to speak this morning, are any of you Sunday school teachers? Any of you have to teach this morning? Okay. All right. So if those of you want to go ahead and have Sunday school, I know many of you have prepared for that. If you want to go ahead and do that, we'll take a minute and dismiss the children. I think Pat and Donna Faye's class is staying. Pat and Donna, are you here this morning? Alice? Pat and Donna Faye's class. Okay, Alice is going to have that. Okay? Yes, Kevin. Okay. All right. So let's do this. How many of our Sunday school teachers are going to go ahead and have class this morning? Let me see your hands. Okay. I know Alice. Okay. And Ruth. Okay. So let's stand together in Jessica's class. Let's stand together, Pat, and we're going to sing one song of dismissal.
All right.
Well, like I said, if you came in a little bit late, we're going to do something a little different this morning. I have a message to preach today, and I can shorten it if I have time afterwards to bring any of it. But we wanted to give our moms, some of our moms this morning, an opportunity to just bring a testimony this morning. I have two of our newest moms, first-time mothers, are going to say something. Maybe one of our oldest moms is going to say something this morning, if she's up to it today. And a couple of other ladies, for various reasons. I know there were another 20 or 30 ladies I could have asked to do this, and I know your testimonies would have been a blessing, but we would have been here all afternoon. So I asked a few of our ladies just to come and say something this morning, anything that they would like to concerning motherhood and just the Lord's blessing in their life, maybe answers to prayer, or just to thank the Lord for the privilege of being a mom. And first of all, I'm going to ask Denise Andino if she would come. Okay. Madeline's supposed to be first?
Thank you. No, she wanted to be first. I said, I hope I'm first, so. Okay. Wow. I don't think I've ever spoken up here before. Okay. Good morning and happy Mother's Day to everybody. Psalms 106, verse 1 says, let me get there. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And so, first of all, I just want to thank the Lord and praise him, first of all, for my salvation. I was saved as a child. I was 10 years old when I got saved, and I was saved, and I was raised in a saved home, and I praise the Lord for that. And I just want to thank the Lord for the husband that he gave me. I thank him for giving me a godly man who loves the Lord. And I want to thank the Lord also for my three sons, and that they are also saved, and that's a blessing.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3, 5 and 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I want to thank the Lord for his word. And people often say, I wish that children came with instructions. And the truth is that they do. And the instructions are here in his word. And I thank the Lord for that. We live in a world that is full of so-called experts that claim to have all the answers in raising children. And there's no lack of books and people on TV and all of that. And I my heart goes out to new moms that don't have the word. And it can be very confusing. And all of those philosophies, they all conflict and they're constantly changing. But I thank the Lord that he gave us his counsel and his mind in a book, and that it never changes, and it's reliable, and it always gives us the results that it promises. And it's written by the only true expert that can give us any advice on raising children. So I praise the Lord, and I thank him for that. And Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14 says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. And that's where we should get our counsel from in all things. The Lord is our counselor. I'm thankful also for those verses in Proverbs that not only tell us that we need to train our children, but how to train them. And I'm sure like many moms here, you have those verses highlighted, underlined, circled, stars next to them, you know. And I know that early on when I was raising my boys, I went to those verses over and over and over again and reread them. And they encouraged me and they reminded me that what I was doing was what the Lord wanted me to do. And that wasn't always easy, and following God's instructions aren't always easy. Sometimes as moms, we have to do things that are really difficult. But I'm thankful that the Lord promises us his blessings when we follow his word. And Proverbs chapter 23, verses 24 and 25 say, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. I praise the Lord for that promise. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 say, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. And the last thing I want to thank the Lord for is for the godly women that he's put in my life. Early on, before I even had my first child, the Lord put women in my life that were a godly example to me. And first I have to say they were not aged women. Before I get in trouble, they were not aged women, but they were women that just had a greater understanding of biblical principles, especially in this area. And they were great examples to me, and they encouraged me, and they gave me counsel when I needed it. And they were a real blessing to me, and they continue to be to this day. And I just want to end with Psalms chapter 37. Psalms 37, verses 3 through 5 say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And the desire of my heart can be found in John, 3 John, verse 4. That says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. And that is the greatest blessing that the Lord can give me, is to know that my children will grow up to be young adults that love the Lord and walk in truth.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to need this later. Somebody knows how to turn this on. I'm going to need this one later. So do you have to turn this on from back there, Mike? What do I do? Do this. Something else. Do this. Is that it? Oh, good. All right. Okay, we're going to need that a little bit later. Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Denise. Now I want Madeline Hakeem. She wanted to be first and get it over with. But could have tortured you and make you last.
No, thank you for that. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. Pastor asked me to give a testimony and he said keep it within 2 minutes, so I'm trying my best. First, I want to give the Lord the glory, for he has truly changed my focus and priority and purpose in life. And it is so good to be safe, truly. My testimony is I was a mom before I knew the Lord. But wow, what a difference to look on things in this life from God's perspective. Surely the Lord has opened my eyes and my understanding. The Lord has blessed me with 3 children. And in Psalm 127:3 it says, Lord, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Well, with that verse, It stuck with me, and I saw a new life through Jesus' eyes. And as I continue reading in Proverbs 27:23, it says, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock and look well to thy herds. So I start knowing that my responsibilities are getting bigger and bigger, and what God would expect of me. It was an awakening to my state and to my children's state. It is a work to learn the needs of each member of my family and to connect with them. And as I describe how the Lord will give me to go along with my family, I describe it as a garden whose always need to be tilling, planting, plucking, pruning, watering, and taking care of that garden. It takes effort, patience, love, and long-suffering. But I look on Jesus and he's all that. He is the great gardener and a great example of how long-suffering he is and his love toward us and his patience and his faithfulness, compassion, and kindness. He is the living water that quenches the thirst of each day. And I'm thankful for these words. This is my living water, the word of God. My life is full of blessings through the power of the Spirit that lives within me and always in work in my life. And when he prunes me, then I could prune my children. And when he takes things away from my life, the bad stuff, I could pass it down to my children. It is through his sufficient grace for each day that I'm strengthened and growing and learning. And I'm thankful that I'm not so perfect yet until the day of redemption that he will perfect me. The Lord is the master gardener, always working in me. I teach my children to keep their eyes on the Lord. Even though we live in this world, we are not partaker of this world. My heart desire is to all we live for the Lord with fear and not bringing any reproach to his throne. Everything grows where there is love, loyalty, hope, faith, friendship, tenderness, and laughter. I praise the Lord for what he is doing and he continues to do it in my family. And I'm thankful for his words. He is the light to my path and the map for my walk. His words are pure and so true they are living water. And I would like to end in Psalm 34:4. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, at this time, Sonia, would you come? Sonia Miguel.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. Pretty much the ladies so far have summed up everything, and they've been a blessing. When I was a child, I always wanted to be a mother, a homemaker, a teacher, a doctor, a nurse. And when you become a mother, you become all of those things and much more. My mother was, or is, my role model. And she was content to be a mother and to take care of her home. And I watched her as a child and wanted these things, and the Lord blessed me to be able to do that today. Pat Dean describes a mother as the Holy Spirit of the home. She leads, teaches, guides, and more importantly, speaks softly. Well, that's a tough one many times. There are days when mothering is challenging, and just as there are good days, there are trying days. But the Lord is faithful, and he gives us a new day to start over. And Lamentations 3:22-23, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed by our children." No, that's not what it says. That was a slip. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And as some of the ladies mentioned, and Pat Mishani said in his prayer today about the virtuous woman, the Lord gave her as a guide for us. He didn't, like Denise said, leave us without instructions. She is our guide to show us how we can be. And the Lord gives us the abilities to strive for that within our limitations. And the Lord has given me my husband to help raise our children and to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And by his grace, we'll continue to do that. And Psalm 127, verse 3, as it was mentioned, says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." And that helps a lot of times, because the Lord gave us our children, and he lent them to us to bring them up and to give them back to him. And I'm thankful today that all of my children, I have four children, and they all know the Lord as their Savior.
Amen.
And our children give us pleasure. They're a joy to us. We're thankful that the Lord gave them to us. And they reward us as well by their character. And not to say that they don't fall, but the Lord gives them mercy and a new day each day as well. And I'm just thankful.
All right, I'm going to ask Meg Schultz. Meg, if you'll come.
Notes, tissues, notes, tissues. I became a mom. I was blessed to be a mom in a probably entirely different way than most of the women in this church. Not all, most. In that I was not married. And I didn't have a husband. And I remember 2 weeks before I had my daughter, Noelle, I guess the magnitude of what I was about to face, I had no job, I had no husband, I had very little savings. I just, the magnitude of that whole journey I was about to, just raising any new mom in here, just the thought of raising a human being, being responsible to mold the life of a human being is overwhelming enough. Add on that the other baggage. 2 weeks before she was born, I literally crumbled, and I had a total meltdown. And I remember being on my knees and crying out to a God I did not know at that time. But like the song we sang this morning, love lifted me.
Amen.
He stretched his hand out and picked me up. And he probably said, I'm going to put words in his mouth. All right, you've lived your life your way up until now. Let's try it my way. And I didn't get saved that day. It took time with me. But I didn't have, I think the biggest, one of the biggest things that I knew I didn't have waiting in the wings was, my mom has a 13-room house right across the street here. And to her credit, she did not say, come live with me. I will take care of your child as you go back to work. She didn't take my burden away. She didn't solve my problem for me. And if you think of it, that's the way the Lord deals with us. He allows those trials. He doesn't take them away. He said, I will be there. I will catch you. But she didn't do it for me. And you know what? Thank you, Mom. At the time, it was hard to understand. But you know what she gave me? She gave me my mom's, my dad's Bible. That's what she gave me. She gave me the solution to my problem. She didn't take the problem away. She gave me the answer. And just through the Lord's up there, I always say he's like a giant chess player. He just keeps moving them chess pieces around. He's amazing. Through circumstances, he drew me to his word. I got saved. He provided me with a job that I could, I started cleaning people's homes, which allowed me to take my daughter with me. I didn't have to pay for childcare. I was able to pay my rent. I had enough. I never had more than I needed. And that is a blessing. For me personally, I can't be trusted with more than I need, because I'll get my eyes off the Lord. I always need to be kept humble. And it was a great, having her with me every day of going to work, taught her what, you know, how to work hard. It showed her my struggles, and that Lord put me in a position where I totally had to rely on him because of the circumstances. And I did. Once I got saved, I said, Lord, you know, this is all you. And just, he always provided for me. If my car broke down, he put a mechanic in my life that just always did the work for cost, no labor. How does that happen? You know, he put the people, even the people I cleaned for. My daughter had many a surrogate grandma because she always was with me. And they provided for me. They gave me hand-me-down clothes. They, whatever. I just, the Lord always was there for me. And the one thing that I did pray for, literally, every night, was for a godly husband and a dad. Because I could be a mom, but I couldn't be a dad. And 9 years into it, he gave me Fred, who has, I don't deserve him. He showed me how to be a godly wife. I've tried to be a godly mom. I have not always, I have failed. But I think the biggest thing, you know, in thinking about this, when Pastor asked me to speak, and then going to the nursing home yesterday and listening to Pat's message and then the songs this morning, Besides what I've already said, I think one of the most valuable things, if I did anything right as a parent, it was I was modeling the greatest parent there is. He's perfect. And if we just raise our children the way he raises us, look at the way he parents us, we're his children. We can come to him with anything. We should be, our children should be able to come to us with anything. They should never fear us being judgmental. We should always have time for them like he does for us. You know, there's just that list was so long, it's like I can't even begin to list the attributes of Christ's parenting. And there was two other points. The Lord did not take my trial away. He allowed that trial when I got pregnant without the benefit of marriage. We as parents, I have to steal my daughter's line here. Many years ago, she said to me, you know, parents should never go in front of their children with a giant shovel and knock down every hill and fill in every hole because you're not doing them any favor. You might have just gotten in the Lord's way. Maybe the Lord was going to use that trial or that whatever that, you know, that lousy teacher that he just gave them or the sickness they just got. Maybe the Lord was planning to use that to build some character in there or teach them how to trust him. And if you made it all better, like my mother could have, but she didn't. And I thank God she didn't. Because I probably wouldn't have gotten saved. And my whole life might have been different. And my whole life would have been different. But I think that's an important point. Don't fix your child's mistakes or the burdens. They don't make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes they just get handed a very unfair lot in life. Noelle got handed 2 years of extreme illness. I won't even go into that. And he got us through it. He got her through it. And at the time, I didn't know why my child was being afflicted like that. And it was so hard to watch her struggle. But you know what? He's going to use that. Down the road, she's going to be able to help somebody else because she knows. And it built a lot of character in her. And it taught us to totally trust the Lord. Believe me, because when you're going through stuff, you don't know why it's happening. But farther along, we'll know all about it. And after you've done your job and trained your child up in the way in which he should go, lend him back. Give him back to the Lord. Don't hold on to him. When the Lord asks you to let your daughter go to the Philippines, say amen, go, hon, because safety is of the Lord. Amen. And I trust her. I trust the Lord with my daughter. And everything in me as a mom, as a fleshly mom, is saying, my gosh, this terrorist, the plane could crash, whatever, you know, all goes through your head. No, lend her back. I just thank my Lord and Savior for the best parent in the whole world. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I know I'm a hutter. I talk a lot. My last name may be Schultz, but I'm a hutter. He's the perfect parent. My husband brought this point out when Fred and I were talking about what I would say. He can never make a mistake. We do. We are not perfect. And when you make a mistake with your children, you admit to it and you tell them you're sorry. Because otherwise, they're not going to. You have to, you know, we forget our, what is it, forgive our debts as we forgive our, you know, debtors. Well, you better live that one. Because they're not going to know how to forgive and how to admit they're wrong. If you don't model that, you know, put your pride down and say you're wrong.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wanted to have our two youngest moms, I mean, first-time moms, and we have two that are just within a couple of months of each other having babies, and that's Nayeli Murphy and Angela Moore. So, Nayeli, I'll ask you to come first, if you will. Nayeli, wherever you are, dear.
husband back there in the back. Amen.
Good afternoon. It is very hard to be a mom, but it's a beautiful thing, though.
He's being good now.
When I first found out I was pregnant, I was surprised. I was married, and I was very happy, but I was surprised because, you know, we always look forward to be mom, but not right away. And I was surprised. I wasn't very, very or excited about my pregnancy. I was happy, but not excited. But when they first brought the baby to me, when the baby was born, I looked at him and I said how beautiful he was, and I thanked the Lord for that beautiful baby he had given me. The baby was oversized, I guess. And he's growing and growing and growing, and it's getting tougher, but I guess it's just the beginning. The only thing that it comes to my head every day when the baby cries or when the baby laughs is how my mom did it to me. She took care of me too, and she was a single mom. She had it very hard, and I'm very lucky to have my husband because I'm a stay-at-home mom. Yeah, I don't have to work. But to the moms, they do have to work and take care of their kids at the same time. I cannot imagine how they do it, really. I class every day because it's like I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not, but I just try my best, and I know the Lord is guiding me and leading me to everything I do. Right now, he's good, honestly, because he's a very cranky baby. And the dad, too. But I do thank the Lord because he has given me a beautiful baby and a wonderful husband. And thank you for everything.
How old is your son, Mike?
Six months and 3 weeks.
6 months, okay. It does get better, Nayeli. I think that's why God makes babies so cute when they're first born, is so that we won't kill them. Because we probably would. If they were ugly, they came out of the womb like ugly, they wouldn't have any chance of survival. They wouldn't. All right, they wouldn't have any chance. So hang in there. Hang in there, Nayeli. Praise the Lord for you. All right. And I think this is our newest mom. And Angie's little boy, Joey. This is Rob and Angie Moore's boy, Joey. Thank you, Angela. Bless you.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Okay, I didn't prepare a lot. So I'm just going to speak from my heart, and I was doing well until Nayeli spoke, and then... But this is Joey, and he's 3 months. I waited a long time. I'm a lot older than you may think. I don't care how old. I'm 36. I can say it. So I really waited for him. I did the whole career thing, college, internship, graduate school. And the Lord blessed me. I moved out here to New York, and I met Rob, which I, you know, didn't anticipate meeting someone so soon. But what a blessing he is. And I thank him for, you know, knowing the Lord and being so close to him. And then And then he blessed me with this boy, who is amazing. So I absolutely love being a mother. I didn't know. You know, I'm more of like a scholastic type person. I'm very type A, and everything I do is planned and thought out, etc. But okay, so I owe it all to the Lord that I can't believe how relaxed I am with Joseph, and I feel like I'm doing a good job with him. I'm very comfortable with everything, and I do owe that all to the Lord. And you know, we're praying that I can too hopefully be a stay-at-home mom. That's our biggest struggle right now, but. You know, he got me through my first miscarriage before Joseph, so I think he's going to get us through this. I do believe in travails. You know, they're given to us for a reason, and I mean, having a miscarriage, many of you have. I was strong through it. I mean, it was, of course, painful, but the Lord carried me through it, and I'm very thankful because I can fall apart easily. But so he blessed me with this little guy. And I do ask for all of your prayers so that I, too, can be a stay-at-home mom or as much as I can. And, you know, the career is, like, so not important now that I have this guy, right? It's first priority. And I'm very blessed. I thank the Lord for this church. My whole family's in Ohio. So I do have Rob's parents in Brooklyn. But, you know, women, your mothers, the relationship you have is something that's hard when you're not close or you don't have them in your life. So I am thankful for the church family because you guys are my family. Thank you.
Okay. I need this on. I'm going to have, may I bring this back to you, Mrs. Hutter? Was that a yes? Okay.
This is going to be very brief. If it got long-winded, I'd never make it. And I want to thank the Lord for the privilege and the blessing of being a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. And I hope that for my children, that I can be as good an example of a Christian mother as my mother was to me. Thank you.
That was brief. I thought you were a Hutter. I thought that was going to be... I saved you for the last. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I don't have time for the message, but let's just go... this is not what I was going to preach on this morning, but since several of the ladies mentioned this, let's just read a short passage of Scripture and... we'll go home this morning, but has that been a blessing today?
Amen.
You got a lot of good counsel today. I hope you were listening, and I want to say this too. I know, I don't know, is this one on? I should use this one. Well, the text, I guess, itself will say it for me. I won't need to say it, but go to 1 Samuel for a second, and we'll just read a few verses here, and we'll thank the Lord for this day, and we'll go home. And I hope it'll be a sweet day for you. I hope you'll make sure you make your mom feel special today. And 1 Samuel chapter 1, in the little message that my mom sent for the bulletin today, she alluded to this passage of Scripture. My mom also had, I think, 3 or 4 miscarriages before I was born. And then the doctors took an ovary out and told her that she would never have children. And so she went to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1, and she was reading about how Hannah, this lady in 1 Samuel, who was not able to have children, prayed. And she prayed, she just prayed earnestly. She prayed and she prayed and she prayed that God would allow her to be a mother. And the Lord eventually blessed Hannah in the Bible with 4 boys and 2 girls. And my mother had 4 boys and 2 girls. And the Lord gave her her desire. And but there's so many lessons in this concerning Hannah. And I know you ladies have probably looked at this and been encouraged by it. But I was just looking at it again this morning as some of the ladies were talking. And in 1 Samuel chapter 1, look at verse number 6. It says that Hannah, it just says concerning Hannah, the Lord had shut up her womb. And that tells me that children truly are a gift from God. They're not just a biological process, you know, not a reproductive, not the fruit of reproduction. I mean, they are, it is a gift of God. The Lord can open the womb or shut up the womb. It's something from God. And in this case, the Lord shut up Hannah's womb, not as punishment. I know there are some that are not able to have children. My sister is one of those. I have a sister in Florida who, my sister Karen, who has for her whole life just desperately, desperately wanted children, and they have never been able to have children. And she's past that time when she can, unless the Lord would do a miracle. But she did. She decided to do what I think any woman who is not able to have children should do, and that she just became a mom to lots of other kids that needed needed love and needed affection and needed some attention, and the Lord used her that way. And I see here that Hannah was not able to have children, and because she was not able to, it was not because God didn't like her. It wasn't because God was punishing her. It was not because God was trying to afflict her in some way. But it looks like Hannah wasn't able to have children because God was just withholding that one blessing of motherhood at that particular time because he had a greater blessing for her. And in Hannah's case, her greater blessing was not that she eventually had children, although God did give her that. But the greater blessing is that Hannah, truly in the Bible, learned how to trust God. And she learned the power of prayer. She learned that God would hear her prayers and answer her prayers specifically. And I see that blessing in here. And in verse number 11, it says, there's another lesson in here that I thought it would be good just to point out to our ladies. Meg alluded to this, and I think this is something that I think most of our moms understand, and I know you have victory over this, but it is good for us to be reminded that children belong to God, just like our money, just like everything we possess. I know we feel we own them. We feel, you know, especially when they're little, we do have control and authority and responsibility. But they're not ours, really. They're God's. They belong to him. And he may have some plans for them that we might not know anything about. And some things that he may want our children to do that we won't necessarily be advised of in advance. I don't think that's always the case. And in the case of Hannah, in verse 11 here, she had the right attitude. She said, it says, she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And you know the outcome of this story. Later, Hannah had a child. Her firstborn son was a boy named Samuel, and she named him Samuel. Samuel means asked of the Lord. His name meant asked because she had asked of the Lord. So Hannah's story tells me, ladies, the greatest thing I think that a trial or an affliction or a problem should do in your life, even if it's trying to learn how to care for a six-month-old boy who is causing your hair to go prematurely gray, it's an opportunity for a mom to get on her knees and really ask of God. Ask God for grace. Ask God for strength. Ask God for wisdom out of his word, that you would raise your children a godly way out of this book. The ladies have said it all this morning. I mean, God has given us the manual on how to raise children. The instructions are right here in his word. We don't have to go to magazines. We don't have to go to psychologists. We certainly don't have to go to the world, and least of all Hollywood, to find out what a mother is supposed to be. The right kind of mother is found for us right in the scriptures. And I thank the Lord that we have an awful lot of you in here that are like that, like the mothers in the Bible. But especially if you're a young mom or you're going through some struggles and trials in your marriage or in being a mom, I just would encourage you, get back to the Word of God and just seek to do it God's way. And notice, and let's just close with this, in verse number 27 of chapter 1, when it came down to what to do with her children, especially her son Samuel, Hannah said this. And I hope this could be just the desire and the prayer of every mother in here. For this child I prayed, right, not only to have it, but you know what? Even as they're growing up, even at, you know, every decision that they make, the most important thing I think that we could do for our children is to pray for them. The greatest blessing that a child probably has is a praying mother. You know, that is something that the world doesn't put any value on. But if a child, though they stray, I think we all have. I spent many years out in the wilderness as a teenager. I mean, just running away from my parents and authority and everything else. But I knew, and the thing that I guess cut me the deepest is that I knew back home my mother was praying for me. And that always convicted me. Whenever I would think about the life I was living in those early years, I knew my mom was probably praying for me and might even have been praying for me those nights that I would think about it. But that's the greatest thing that a mother could do for her children, or a father for that matter, is pray for your children. And Hannah did that. Verse 27, she says, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him." Amen? He answers prayer. And it says, verse 28, "Therefore, also, as one of the ladies said, lend them back to the Lord. I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. So thank God for our mothers. Thank God for those in here that have set a good example for especially the young moms. And I thank the ladies that gave a testimony this morning. Has been a tremendous blessing. Why don't we give all of our moms just a big hand this morning? Can we do that? Amen. Now go home and treat them special today, will you? Let's bow our heads. Our Father, Lord, we do thank you for the things we've heard this morning. Lord, I know we may have some in here, Lord, today that may not be saved, and we didn't give the gospel this morning, Lord, but I know, Lord, that you were pleased today. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for the things that have been said this morning. Thank you for the good advice. Thank you, Lord, for the heartfelt testimonies, Lord, that were given. And, Lord, I just pray that you'd strengthen our moms. I know many of them are struggling with burdens that are hard to put into words. And I just pray that you would encourage them and help them to keep their eyes on Jesus Christ. Lord, we know we have so little time. We know our Savior's coming soon. And help us, Lord, just to be found faithful. Help us not to quit here at the end of the finish line. Lord, just help our mothers to have strength and to hang in there and keep them faithful, Lord. I pray you'd use them and bless them. And Lord, thank you for this time together today. We pray, Lord, that you'll dismiss us with your grace and your mercy, and help us as we go from here, Lord, that we would bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. There's no service tonight.